From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the contested city of Ramadi, and that engineers were still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal speaks with VOA about what has happened in Ramadi.
I think it is a major loss for the Islamic State and certainly an important gain for the Iraqi forces as well as the U.S.-led international coalition, which has been providing a lot of air support to the Iraqi forces.
After months of preparation, Iraqi forces pushed into the center of the city last week in a concerted effort to recapture Ramadi that fell to the IS fighters in May. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and sternly deal with the insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. Two sides also agreed to convene next month in an inaugural meeting of the recently formed steering committee comprising Afghanistan, Pakistan, Chinese, and American officials mandated to oversee and monitor the reconciliation process. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a Sunday attack in northeastern Kenya that killed at least two police officers, wounded two others. The attack on a military convoy occurred as it left the town of Al-Waq, bound for Mandera near the Somali border. This is VOA News.